Let's catch up to date. There's the Pretenders for you on your Thursday. Shauna with you, Sue on vacation. She's back with us on Monday. Let's take a look at headlines, keep you up to date. Danny's got them for you. Good morning.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Shootings are down in New Jersey to a new record level. There were 778 people shot last year in the state, a 16% drop from 2023 and a new record low. Officials give credit to a variety of things, including new public safety policy programs and new safety-related anti-ghost gun and large-capacity magazine laws. The final phase of a massive $300 million flood mitigation project in Middletown Township's Bayshore communities is underway. Work is expected to wrap up by 2028. It will shut down Broadway for 2 years while the final gate is installed. And Jay-Z is filing a new motion related to the rape lawsuit against him. The rapper accuses attorney Tony Busby of not investigating his anonymous client's claims that he and Diddy drugged and raped her as a teenager in 2000. Jay-Z also brings up in the lawsuit the fact that the accuser, an Alabama woman, acknowledged the inconsistencies in her allegations. In an interview with NBC News, she noted that she stands by her claims. Stay tuned to the Townsquare, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Now, here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Surprise, surprise, another sunny, windy, cold day on deck for New Jersey. Other than a flurry, nothing falling from the sky today. That wind is going to be pretty ferocious, possibly topping 40 miles an hour at times. We'll see a high temperature this afternoon around 31. The wind chill feels like temperature no better than the teens. Clear skies tonight with a biting breeze. Low 22, the wind chill closer to 10. Tomorrow will be better, increasing clouds, high 35. From the Townsquare, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.